What if your child could learn from empowering and loving a purchased education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
All right, and happy Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're tuned in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I hope you had a great weekend and that you're not thrown off too much with swinging the clocks ahead like I am. Today, my husband and I, we actually slept an hour later than usual because we don't use alarm clocks, which to me is the best way to live because I can't stand alarms. Our yellow lab, Otis, he's actually our alarm clock. It's the greatest way to wake up every morning with big kisses from our beautiful, beautiful doggy. But of course, animals go by their own internal clocks, and Otis is ready to get up and going right before the sun rises. So today the sun rose at 7:13, and Otis woke us up right before that. So I'm a little thrown off. My husband was rushing around to get to work on time today, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that was doing that this morning. And speaking of my dog, Otis, today's show is all about our past. So stay tuned this hour because we have a great show for you. Today, my guest is fellow host here on Transformation Talk Radio, Sue London, and she is going to be talking about the healing power of pets. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. If you're a regular, thank you for being here each week. My passion, my purpose, and my intention for this show, Teaching from the Heart, is all about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, our kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level. Clearly, our world is in need of a paradigm shift so we can create an even brighter future, a peaceful future for our kids, a future where they all can thrive. I know that everybody hearing these words agrees with that. So I invite you to join me in being a part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from that logical, rational mind space and making room to include thinking, learning, feeling, and relating from that heart space. Because it's this heart space where all is possible and miracles occur. If you'd like to learn more about me, Julie Kleinhans, please visit my site by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. That's MindfocusGeneration.com, mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified law of attraction coach, a confidence and empowerment coach for teens, young adults, and their parents, and I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. So I invite you to sign up for my newsletter so you can receive great information about the different guests I have on from week to week, along with other great information that will help you and the kids in your life. And when you sign up for my mailing list, you'll also receive my free gift to you, a 30-day journal creation planner with an ebook or an e-report for kids, which will guide you and the teens and young adults in your life to become deliberate creators in life, you know, so that they really can understand how to create their reality and experience more of what they want in their life and much less of what they don't want. This free creation planner is a great way to guide not only yourself, but your kids to raise your vibration through imagination, through meditation, uplifting thoughts, words, and action, and really setting some great, big, and bodacious goals. It'll also help you to understand and apply universal universal laws in your daily life and in the life of your teen and young adult children and even your students if you're a teacher or any practitioner that works with youth. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids in the community, so please get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you and how I can help you create more well-being, not only in your life, but that of your kids as well. So that's mindfocusgeneration.com. And I also want to invite everyone to join me tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 12th, at 8 p.m. Eastern, as I will be a guest on Jean Adrian's show, Inner Speak Soul Adventures, on the Awakening Zone. Jean was a guest last week on my show, and she is so much fun. She's so inspiring. Her show is just amazing. You'll just be blown away about the things that you'll learn on her show. You can go to www.awakeningzone.com and tune in. So that's at 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. And I'll send an email to my list letting everyone know about the show and how to tune in. So be sure to go sign up to my on my website to my newsletter so you don't miss out. And also, I have exciting events coming up, including two free telesummits that I've been invited to be a guest on. Those are coming up shortly. These telesummits are for anyone and everyone that loves kids. And when you sign up for my newsletter, you'll receive information about how you can listen to these free events. Both events have over 20 different expert guest speakers each. So that's over 40 different experts that have a passion for supporting kids in all different ways. So how does it get any better than that, right? But you have to sign up to my email list so you can be in connection with me so I can let you know about these events. You don't want to miss them. And I also have other exciting events that I'm planning right now that are coming up very soon. You don't want to miss the details of these events. I'll be announcing them pretty shortly. So please visit me at mindfocusgeneration.com and you'll see the banner area when you go to the site where you could sign up for the newsletter and receive your free gift and more information. So let's talk about pets. For those of you on my newsletter list, you read my personal story that I shared in my newsletter that went out this last Friday. It was about my dog Otis supporting me through the most difficult time in my life, which was almost 6 years ago. It was May, and my family had just found out that my dad, who had been battling lung cancer for 3 years, was losing his battle. And we were told that he had less than a year to live, which turned out to be 3 months. He died in August. And that same week that we found out that information, later on that week, we received some more devastating news that my grandmother, who lived upstairs from my parents, she actually lived with us since I was 5 years old. Well, my grandmother, who was always the picture of youth, vibrant, independent, fun-loving, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. My grandma was the one that was actually taking care of my dad during the day while my mom worked full-time. My grandma would bring him to his appointments and his treatments. And to find out that she had cancer a week after learning my dad was losing his battle, it was just such a crushing blow. And this was my mother's mom. And the thoughts of how my mom was going to handle having both her husband and her mom dying of cancer in the same home at the same time was something I couldn't bear to think about. So when I was on the phone with my grandmother, as she told me this news, I tried to hold it together for her. But as soon as I hung up the phone, I just fell to the floor, curled up in a ball with my head tucked under my chest, and I was crying like I never cried before. The weight of this news was just more than I could handle alone, and that's when my dog Otis was right there trying to lift my head up with his big giant yellow lab head, and I just cried longer and stronger. And it was in this moment that Otis ran out of the room, and he returned a few moments later with my husband, who had no idea what was going on. And I just needed them both so much at this moment, more than ever. Otis just licked my tears. And when my husband held me and Otis was just licking my tears, it was just the beginning of this long road of healing that I needed. And it was the beginning of discovering how much of a role Otis would play in this healing. to this day, Otis is by my side anytime I need him. And there are lots of stories I have. And today, Sue London is going to be here to share her heart-touching and miraculous stories of the dogs in her life and her healing journey. So right before we go to the break, I just want to tell you a little bit about Sue London. Sue London is known for helping people create the life she they desire. She's a host of the radio show here on Transformation Talk Radio Network on this topic called Get Inspired, and it empowers audiences. She empowers audiences through her show and through her own teachings and wisdom. Through her dynamic motivational speaking and training, she encourages people to adopt a positive attitude and stay true to their dreams, as she has a personally empowering story she's done so successfully in her own life. In her earlier adult life, Sue experienced a series of challenges, including Crohn's disease, abuse, life or death pregnancy, a near-death experience, and being told she had 30 minutes to live. Wow. And after all that, she learned her husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Sue got a divorce, became empowered, and took control of her own life. And that's when the healing began. Sue's disease went away. Not only did she survive, but she went on to thrive and create an entirely new life. Sue's secret behind overcoming all these challenges was her 14-pound Shih Tzu named Roxy and the healing power of pet therapy. Today, Sue will share these stories of how her special furry friend helps her through these adversities in her personal life and how animals around the world are helping others. Sue, thanks for being here. We're going to come right back and hear all about your story. Stay tuned, everybody.
What's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back. We are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. My very special guest today is Sue London, host of Get Inspired with Sue London, right here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Before we really get into our amazing topic today, the healing power of pets, I'd like to welcome Sue to the show and have her tell everybody how you can get in contact with her. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you? Monday morning.
Good Monday morning.
I had to smile when you were saying about Otis, you know, not waking up too well because our guys, they're just like exhausted and they're still in bed sleeping.
Otis is, so, because we were rushing this morning, Otis didn't get his daily sunrise walk on the beach because we were rushing around and my husband had to go out the door for work and I had to get ready for the radio show. He's like, what's going on here? He doesn't know anything about the clocks changing, you know?
Yeah, they know when they have like a scheduled routine. It's like, come on, what are you doing, right? Yeah. I know it too well.
Absolutely. So, Sue, before we really get into, because I know once we get started, we're just going to talk away about your amazing story. Why don't you first tell our listeners where they can find you, how they can find out more about your work?
Sure. Well, if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, there you can sign up for my newsletter. You can actually see my dogs in the videos that I send you out when you sign up for the newsletter. That's on the homepage, AskSueLondon.com. Contact information, it's there on the menu bar there. You can connect with me after the show. My radio show is Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on our same network, and it's called Get Inspired Radio. Lots of great ways to connect with me. So please do, folks.
Absolutely. Sue's show is just so inspiring. It's so great. It's just like, it makes you feel, when you listen to Sue, you feel like you can do anything, no matter what the challenge right now in your life is. Listening to Sue really inspires you to create the life that you want to live. So.
Well, I'm one that I really believe that miracles do happen, and you know, as you were saying earlier, that sure is my story, that I've proved that miracles can happen. So, yeah.
So why don't you tell us about those miracles and how, you know, you started discovering the healing power of your dogs? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, I would say that my journey where I really learned how animals are healing for us was on May the 1st, 1989. And that is when I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease. Doctors told me it was an incurable disease, had lots of challenges around having that disease, a lot of physical, a lot of emotional stuff, and my dog, Rocky, 14-pound Shih Tzu, was always there. And then I went through some challenges with that, and then in 1996, I became pregnant with my second daughter. And my weight went down to just 80 pounds. When I became pregnant, I was healthy, I was okay, I was in remission. But then when I became pregnant, the hormonal change flared up the disease. and I became very sick, and I was in the hospital for months, and I was missing my other little girl that was at home. She was 5 at the time, and I was missing my dog, Rocky, missing a normal life. And so this one particular day, the doctor walked in, and he said, okay, here's the deal. You're both not going to live. You got to pick who, either you or your unborn child.
Oh, wow.
So the choice that I made was I fired the doctor. I thought, no, I'm a firm believer that everything happens in our life for a reason.
Right.
I was pregnant for a reason, right? So I was staying pregnant. And I fired the doctor, and I got a new doctor who happened to really love animals as much as I do. And he prescribed that my family bring Rocky down to the hospital. Now, at this point, up until then, it was all I could do just to walk 4 feet to the washroom because I was so weak from losing so much weight, not keeping anything in. And when my family came, that was at the time when animals weren't looked upon as being therapeutic, and they weren't allowed in hospitals, in our area anyways. So in order for me to see my dog, I had to go outside on the patio to see him. And so the nurse came in my room this particular morning and said, you know, we got this great little surprise out on the patio for you. I'm just going to go get a wheelchair, but I just want to give you the heads up. This is what's happening. But, you know, I got to tell you, Julie, just knowing that Rocky was on that patio, I didn't even wait for her to bring me a wheelchair. Something just filled me with this, you know, anxious feeling to see my dog, this strong will, this power, this strength, this determination. So I just, you know, I kept in my mind, I was visualizing, I'm going to see Rocky, I'm going to hold him, he's going to lick my face, and I'm going to, you know, just be so excited to see him, right? And so I just focused on, okay, I'm going to go from the bed to the door. And so I got out of bed, kept visualizing Rocky, and then I inched my way down the hall. And normally it would be like a 5-minute walk, but, you know, when you can't even get 4 feet to the washroom, that would have been a huge walk that I had to take. But I just seemed to, you know, as I got closer to that glass door where I saw the little wagging tail, my pace quickened, and I didn't even need to hang onto the railing. There was just something that filled me that, you know, this strength that I've never felt before of how, you know, I'm going to get to my dog. And when I opened that door, Rocky jumped into my arms, and honestly, I totally wasn't even focused or feeling that pain or the weakness or anything. When I saw him, it all shifted for me.
Wow.
I went home 2 days later, and fast forwarding years now, that baby now, we're planning her wedding. So every time she has a birthday or a graduation or, you know, now it'll be her wedding, I will be crying and, you know, remembering back how Rocky helped me to, you know, have that miracle birth. So it was pretty powerful.
Wow.
So that's where Rocky helped me when my daughter was born. And then fast forward again, and, you know, this is 1996, and my intestine had burst. The doctors had diagnosed it wrong. They told me I had a torn muscle. And while I was in the emergency waiting room, my intestine actually burst. And they took me in. They said I had 30 minutes to live. And, but when they said that, it was not too long after that I had a near-death experience. And I was in the hospital for months again. Now, at that point, unfortunately, they would not allow the dog to come in, just because I was in intensive care, the ICU. So I had my picture of Rocky, and that was really helping me for that. Then I came home, oh gosh, I think it was like 5 or 6 months later, and then when I came home, I had learned that my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend for 14, and I just, you know, went through a lot of challenges around that, and, you know, got rid of him and went through all the divorce process and everything, and Rocky was right there the entire time. So I'm going through all these challenges, and, you know, he just never left my side. And as I was starting to, you know, heal and grow and, you know, discover who I was, becoming, you know, my true self, I started noticing that Rocky's health started going downhill. And then I happened to go to Toastmasters. It's a international speaking club, and that is where I met Mr. Wright. And as Mr. Wright comes into my life, Ross, I noticed the dog's health got worse. And I always say that, you know, Rocky had found his replacement, my husband, Ross, And that's when he knew he could, you know, his time with me was over.
Oh,
and
wow. Rocky, I have the chills.
Yeah. And Rocky died peacefully in my arms with Ross at my side and our other little Shih Tzu, Molly. And, you know, he came into my life 8 months before I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease. And the things that he did, it just proves to me that, you know, it's just the animals are the best medicine that anybody can have in their life. And I've always said to my kids, you know, you always want to have pets. And when now we've got grandchildren, you know, I always say to my kids, make sure you have a pet for them. Because for me growing up, even as a young child, I was an only child. And I had a dog. I got her when I was 2, Spot. And I can remember all my childhood going to this dog and sharing what I'd been through. I was also abused in my childhood. And so I would go and turn to my dog, Spot, and I'd share my fears with her and my dreams and my hopes and that. So, you know, our kids and now our next generation will always have a pet, because I think they're just such the best medicine we could give.
I agree.
You know, they just
agree. So much I mean, your stories are just so touching and really miraculous. And when you're talking about how our pets are a part of this healing process, mm-hmm. it makes it even more special. And when we come back, I really want to get into how our pets help us to heal. You know, what is sure. it that causes this healing to take place because of our pets being present in our life? So everybody, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this amazing conversation with my guest, Sue London. Stay tuned. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart. We'll be right back.
What's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I'm Julie Kay, and I'm here with my very special guest, Sue London, and we're talking about the healing power of pets. And Sue shared some very, very powerful stories about how she overcame illness, near-death experience, divorce from her husband. And now I would like her to tell us about how pets actually help us heal. So, Sue, do you want to start there?
Sure, yeah. Well, animals, basically what they do is they sense our needs, and they give us unconditional love. You know, people who are lonely, you know, seniors, not necessarily seniors, but, you know, there's a lot of people that maybe they've been married for a long time and they lose a spouse, very lonely, and, you know, that's a tough time for them. Getting a pet for them, you know, the animal will sense its need. And I can tell you, so many people have come up to me and said, you know, they live by themselves, and just to come home to that wagging tail, or, you know, a cat brushing its tail against, you know, body was just so comforting for them to know that they weren't alone. So that's really powerful. So, you know, the animals, they give us unconditional love.
Yeah, my mom, she has two dogs, and, you know, they helped her get through losing her mom and her husband exactly 2 months apart. August 17th, my dad transitioned, and 2 months later, my grandma, October 17th, transitioned, and it was those dogs that still continue to help her 6 years later.
Yeah, you know, they just know what we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can, when I was having severe pain with Crohn's disease, Rocky would, you know, again, sense my needs, and I was one that when I had pain, and many people will relate to this, you know, sometimes when you have pain, you can either breathe through it, or you can really tighten up and make the pain worse.
Right.
I was one of them people that didn't breathe through it, and I tightened up my body and would make the pain worse. So Rocky realized what I was doing, and he would come up, and so if I had the pain, say, in my stomach, because that's where, you know, a lot of the Crohn's disease pain was, he would lick an opposite area to my body. So if I'm curled up in a ball, he would lick my feet, or he would come and lick my face, and just mm-hmm. focusing on that little texture of his tongue is really what helped me to get through that pain and take my focus off of it. And then, you know, when he saw that I wasn't breathing through it, then he would come and he would breathe really loudly in my ears. And again, and I'd push him away. I'm thinking, what is this dog doing to me? Breathing in my ear, you know? And he kept, you know, back and forth.
He's telling you.
Exactly, right? And so that's where I learned that, hey, you know what? I'm tightening up and I'm not breathing here through this. And that's where I made the shift with that. And, you know, as I mentioned with our daughter, when I was pregnant in the hospital, that, you know, dogs, animals, they give us that strength and that will to keep going. You know, that happened for me when I was pregnant with my daughter. Years later, when I saw how powerful animals can be, we had just recently had gotten a little puppy, Shih Tzu. This is after Rocky had crossed over. We got Willie. And Willie was he fit in the palm of my hand. Little black and white Shih Tzu. Really cute. You can see him on my website, folks. You gotta check him out. Anyways, what happened, my husband Ross, his grandmother was in the hospital nearing the end of, you know, Alzheimer's disease. Wasn't speaking, just kind of staring. And Ross was finding it more and more hard to go in and see his favorite grandma like this. So I thought, you know what, let's just take Willie in, and that would help Ross. Well, I did not expect what happened from that. We go into this nursing home. All of these seniors came around us and started sharing their childhood about their pet. They couldn't remember what they had for dinner, but they could tell you about their pet. They could tell you their name, the tricks it would do, what they fed it, everything about their pet. And then what happened, by the time we finally got to Grandma's room, we went in her room, and she was propped up in a chair, like with a little tray in front of it. And so what we did, we put Willie on the tray, and again, he sensed what she needed, and he just gave her this strong will. And what happened was when we put Willie on the tray, her hands were folded on the tray. Willie went over. Now, you'd think a puppy would want to, like, chew or, like, get playing or do something, right? All he did was he lovingly put his head on top of Grandma's hands, and he just started gently licking her hands.
Aww.
And we're watching this, and all of a sudden we saw this light come in to Grandma, and her face filled with energy, and she spoke. She said the word puppy. And what was such a miracle about that was that she hadn't spoken for 8 months. And so here's this little ball of fur coming in and just simply, you know, sensing what she needed and, you know, licked her hand and just this miracle happened that she spoke. And, you know, that was the last time she ever spoke. And not too long after that, she had, you know, crossed over. And that was such a gift for Ross to see, you know, his grandma speak one more time, and that we were so grateful that, you know, Willie could give that to both Ross and, you know, Grandma. So that was, you know, another example about how animals help us.
I love how animals really, because it's just such unconditional love. So no matter what's going on in your life, in that present moment, that connection with that animal brings such peace and love. And what I want to talk about is how animals, because there are many parents listening to this show, and yeah, you know, they might be having some difficulties with the challenges with their kids, whether yeah, their kids are sick or they're having difficult times socially, with other kids, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
How can our pets help our kids with their issues?
Oh, I have experienced and I've seen such amazing things happen. Our guys, when I saw what Rocky had done for me, our dogs, we had three. We just recently lost one not too long ago, Molly. We have Molly, who's a Shih Tzu, Willie, who's a Shih Tzu, and Gus, who's a Shih Tzu. And they're all certified pet therapy dogs. And Molly, she would come into the children's hospital with me. And on one particular occasion, there was a little girl who just did not like the taste of this medicine she had to have. And she had to have this medicine before she had a surgery. And it was just, again, another miracle. Like, I didn't know this dog had this in her. The little girl came up. The nurse had talked to us ahead of time and said, you know, let's see if the dog can somehow do something to help the little girl take medicine. So we said to Molly, okay, you know what? You got to help this little girl take medicine. You know, work your magic and get it in her, right? So the little girl came out with her mom, and the nurse had brought the medicine that she had to drink, and she happened to bring some cheese with her for the little girl to eat after she took it because it tasted pretty gross. So here we look, all of a sudden we look at Molly. Now, Molly's a very quiet dog. And all of a sudden we said to Molly, okay, you know, you do a trick, and then the little girl will take some medicine, and then you can do another trick, and then she'll take more medicine, right? And I said to the little girl, okay, you ask Molly to do a trick, and then the deal is you take the medicine, okay? Molly's okay with that, now you do that. All of a sudden, without saying anything to Molly, like on cue, she just started dancing around. She was doing we didn't even know she had in her. And
that's
we're looking,
great.
And the little girl's taking the medicine like she couldn't get in her fast enough because she wanted to see what Molly would do next. And then Molly went right over and she pawed at the little girl's, like, by the table where the little girl had a piece of cheese. So the little girl said, well, can I share my cheese? She didn't even, like, think to take that cheese because it tasted so terrible, right? She forgot about how terrible the medicine tasted.
She loved the dog. She loved
Molly.
Right?
Right. And so that's what happened with Molly. And then on another occasion, Willie, who's our little Shih Tzu, he came into the hospital one day with us, and there was a child who had done surgery. Now, this is a story that, you know, are good for kids to have surgery, but it's also good if your kids aren't sharing something with you at home, or they're being, you know, they've got some fears or being bullied, something that's happening they're not sharing, right?
Okay, we got, just so you know, we got, a little less than 2 minutes. So
okay, I'll make this one fast. So what happened in the hospital, there was a little boy who had done surgery. And he was really, really, really scared, but he wouldn't open up. We all knew it, but he wouldn't open up. So we took Willie, and we put him in the chair, the wheelchair with the little boy. And all of a sudden, what happened was Willie is the one that snores all the time and keeps our whole house up at night. Or I should say me, particularly. So Willie got on the wheelchair with a little boy. The little boy was patting Willie. His snore got louder. And the more that Willie got relaxed, the louder the snore got. And then all of a sudden, the little boy just started opening up and sharing how scared he was of the surgery. He thought he was going to die. And it wasn't even the case that, you know, that was even a possibility with the surgery he had to have. But he just started opening up everything to the dog, right? So anyone who has their child going through something that they don't know what's going on, put a pet near them and just watch how they'll open up from that.
Wow. Because I would imagine that it's just the pet creates that safe, trusting space.
Exactly. And even as me as a child, I went through so much of my life, and being an only child, I didn't really have anyone to share anything with.
Right.
So I turned to my little terrier, Spot.
Let's talk. We have to take a break, so let's continue that. When we get back, we'll talk about Spot and how Spot helped you as a child. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
I want to remind everyone how you can learn more about me, your host, Julie Kay, and how you can get in contact with me. I know there's so many kids struggling out there, and I know how overwhelming it could be for parents and those that love the kids in their lives. So I invite you to reach out, ask me questions that you might have about anything that pertains to your kids, education, parenting, and I'll see how I can help you. My passion is really supporting teens, young adults, and their parents. And I'm really working on some great things that are going to be happening very soon that will allow me to work with a number of parents and kids in a group coaching platform and lots of teleseminars and telesummits that I'm being invited on. So I want to get this information to you. I want to support you in your journey. I want to help you to help young people shine their light, live their best lives so they don't have to struggle anymore, because I know that struggle is not necessary when you have the information about how to live your best life, and it isn't difficult. So please join me. Go to my website, www.mindfocusgeneration.com, and you can find the contact page. Send me a message. Sign up for my free gift to you, 30-day creation planner. You'll also get my newsletter. You can go there, right in my banner, sign up right there. Very easy to do. And I do want to remind everyone that tomorrow night I will be appearing on the Awakening Zone at 8 p.m. Eastern as Jean Adrian's guest on her show, Inner Speak Soul Adventures. So that's www.awakeningzone.com. So please join us for that exciting show tomorrow evening. So we're finishing up the hour with my very special guest, Sue London. And Sue and I were talking about her dog Spot, right? Before the break and then during the break. So Sue, we have about like maybe 6 minutes left, a little less than that, maybe 5 minutes. Can you tell us about Spot and how Spot helped you during your childhood?
Well, what I want to mention to parents is that animals pick us. They sense what we need, and they give us that their gifts, right? So what happened when I was 2 years old, my parents decided I could have a dog. And we went to the local animal shelter, and my mother said we were going to have a poodle because poodles don't shed. She did not want to have an animal in our house to shed hair. So we go to the animal shelter, and we go over to this poodle they had, and I thought, this is not the dog for me. And they were, you know, they bring the dog out of the cage. Long story short, the dog bit me. Animals don't bite me. My children call me the animal stalker. Like, I'm always going to animals, and because I'm a Reiki master, I give them healing, and I'm just so, you know, connected with animals. So when this dog bit me, there was no way I wanted it, right? But what happened, when we're at the shelter, there was this dog, very skinny, ugly dog down at the, and I don't say animals are ugly, by the way, folks, okay? But this little dog just, unloved and that down the end of the hall in the shelter was crying and scratching like crazy to get to me. Well, long story short, we named her Spot because she had this little spot on her little butt and shed like crazy, and white hair. You had to vacuum all our clothes just because she shed so much. She became my best friend. And what happened, she got me through all my childhood. I shared my fears with her. I shared my joys, my secrets. She was really the sister and the sibling that I never had. In fact, I was planning my marriage, when I was first getting married, the first time, Spot was going to walk down the aisle with me. That was how connected we were. And so what happened, she had a growth, and I guess I was in my teens, and my mother never told me that she was sick. She just took her one day and took her away and had her put down. And that really took a long time for me to heal, that I never had a chance to say goodbye to my pet. And I just want to say to parents that, you know, it was a real shame that I missed that lesson of that, you know, animals come to us, and that it is part of life that, you know, they live, they die, and, you know, that's what I want to share with everyone. Let your children be a part of that, because that was something that I really struggled with for a long time. Now, every pet we've had, I've always said to my children, the animals will choose you, so just sit back, and there's always a reason for the animal coming to you. Willie came into our life. He was from my youngest daughter. Her father was abusive to them after we split, to her and her sister. And, you know, Willie got her through that. And how Willie chose Sarah was that, you know, he's this brand new little puppy, and he wiggled his way of the whole litter. He was the only puppy that wiggled his way over to her. She picked him up, and he peed all over her. And she knew that was her puppy, right? So that's how Willie found his way home with us. Every pet we've had, there's a story like that. And I can tell you to this day, I will not hire somebody. It's always my pets hiring somebody. If I'm going to have somebody work for me, they're interviewed by my pets, not me, because I'll have the pets there. And if the animals don't take to them, I don't hire them.
Oh, yeah. If your animal doesn't like them, neither.
Yeah, and, it was really funny, because going back to Spot, she kept trying to tell me that my first husband was not good, because she would attack him. She would bite his ankles every time he came near. She tried everything to tell me he wasn't right for me, right? So that's, you know, something to become aware of, that animals will choose you, and they will also give you signs if they're not right. And Molly, who came into our life, we rescued her 3 months old. She'd been abused, and she was only like the size in the palm of my hand, little ball of fur. And she had been abused by a man, because anytime a man came in our house, she would cower down and pee all over their feet. And when Mr. Wright, Ross, my future husband, who we've been together for 12 years, when he came in, she never peed on him. And my kids had never met him until this one day when we happened to be on the school ground, and he was walking his dog, and Molly was there with me, and Ross had bent down and was, you know, playing with Molly, and she was wagging her tail. And my youngest daughter said, "Mom, I don't know who this man is, but you need to marry him." She didn't even know I had been seeing him, and she said, "Mom, look at Molly."
The dog told the story right there.
Yeah. So I always say that, you know, Rocky found his replacement. That was Ross, because his health started going downhill, and that Molly confirmed that he was Mr. Wright, because that was the first man that he had never peed on. So it tells you a lot about the husband I have now, and how pets have really, you know, been a huge part of not only my healing, but, you know, helping me pick the right people and
your whole journey.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Sue, we only have a few seconds left, so I want everybody to get your website one more time before we finish out today.
Sure. AskSueLondon.com.
AskSueLondon.com. Sue, your stories are amazing. It's inspiring. Everybody that feels connection with pets in their lives, I feel like they get what you're saying. And if you want to go deeper into this, learn more about how your pets can heal and how you can be inspired, please go to Sue's website, AskSueLondon.com. Sue, thank you for being here with me today. It was really great time.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you to each of my listeners for being here with us today and each and every week. Please join me next week and every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern for Heart-Filled Learning while we transform young lives. Next week, my special guest will be Deb Burdick, and she's going to talk about mindfulness, ADD, and ADHD, a topic most parents have to deal with, and they want to know how to make it easier on themselves and their kids. You don't want to miss this. Everyone, have a fabulous week.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.